When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on D&D&D, you open up into a large room full of tanks. And in these tanks, there are various levels of growth of a person. The most far along one, which is an adult body attached with several tubes to the tubes like and hoses coming out of the bottom of one of the tank that it is in, you recognize as Rupert.
Should we break the glass or should we just unplug everything?
Ew, I don't want that thing to come flopping out of there.
No, break the glass. Okay, let's just turn the machine off. I just chop them all up.
Oh, shit.
Multiple chops everywhere.
You start to shrink.
Oh, no.
So you're shorter.
Yes, I'm the tallest one.
Your skin lightens.
How short?
About Rupert.
Am I turning into Rupert?
Oh, Rupe Goop.
What does Rupert look like?
Is he handsome?
Rupert is significantly shorter than Fletch.
Yeah, I'm shrinking.
Yeah, so he's short.
That's not what I asked.
Is he handsome?
I imagine if we're casting the movie, he's... oh my God, this guy's in so much other stuff, but he was in Fallen Kingdom. He's like the auction guy.
Oh,
Oh God.
Jones? Toby Jones.
Toby Jones,
yeah. Toby Jones as Rupert.
Closer to Timothy Spall than Toby Jones.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tim.
Yeah.
Not Rafe.
Not Rafe.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. No, Rupert Goopert. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's putting on some weight.
Oh.
His skin, you know, doesn't have that copper tone.
Do I see any kind of potions or anything that I think might be able to help?
Roll a perception roll.
I do not.
So this is not affecting us? We're far enough away?
No, it kind of dissipated enough once it escaped these hoses. Like, it got on Fletch, and then it kind of dissipated in the air enough, and you guys are far enough away.
I wrap my gnome arms around his stomach, like, around his back, and I start, like, Heimlicking.
You can't Heimlich liquid that you swallow. Or no, it's gas. Sorry. Yeah, even worse. You can't do that.
Ew.
Roll a strength roll. Let's just see how this goes.
I'm gonna
just
burp
in
it
case.
Out.
Yeah, my strength
modifier.
You know what? Make it a medicine check.
Burp
medicine
them.
Check.
Yeah,
ooh.
I don't know.
Sure, that's 17.
Since it's a successful roll, I guess you don't break his sternum.
High five.
So you didn't do a successful Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, you just said usually.
I think so,
it?
Yeah.
I don't think the goal is
or
to,
is
but
that
it often
urban,
does.
Is that kind of like a, yeah.
Because side people effect. Don't do it right. It often does.
The room just got bigger. What?
What happened to the tank that the stuff came out of?
The tank is kind of emptying it now that there's the cut hoses, so there is a liquid that is pouring out around the floor. It is splashing up against your feet, but you don't feel any kind of effects from this liquid itself. The body that was inside the tank seems lifeless.
I grab it by the shoulders. What did you do to my friend?
You grab the body by the, like,
yeah.
Do you, the tank is still intact. Try to break the tank open.
Oh,
I wouldn't do
that. Oh, it was just the hose?
Yeah, it was just the hoses
it's
that
just
were
like,
cut.
What a weird naked body in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Gross.
Okay, I just bang on the glass.
Okay, you
I
just
yell
bang
at
on the
it.
Glass.
I'm like, what did you do to my F-boy?
There is no response from inside the tank. It appears to be completely lifeless as far as you can tell. But you see the resemblance between that thing and what Fletch is becoming.
That is there thing. A mirror anywhere? Do I see myself change or do I just see my, like...
You know, you can catch reflections kind of in some of the tanks, but nothing is like a pure like mirror-like reflection. Even, you know, because it's curved, everything's a little bit distorted and because the colors are weird and the lights dim down here.
So the hose that contained the gas that is doing this to poor old Fletch.
Yeah.
That hose was attached to a tank.
That hose, one of the ends was attached to the tank and the other met up with like a larger hose that split off into the wall near a door.
Was that the only hose going into that tank?
No, there was a there was a hose out the top that met up with a bunch of other things, other hoses from the other tanks into this structure that runs along the tops of the tanks. And that appears to go up into the ceiling.
Oh, so there's multiple like connection points like going out of the room.
Yes, there's multiple things attached to the tanks. One of the components was this gas that has this transformative property that you cannot identify.
We need to keep going, I think. We need to figure out how to get me back.
Do you still have like abilities or are you...
Do I?
You know, I mean, you look different, but...
Try to do something.
Yeah, dude, try to use your storm bow.
Inside?
Well, that's not... He doesn't have to be him to operate that, right?
Try to dance.
Okay, I try to dance.
Roll performance.
Okay.
You know it's a zero.
12.
Is Rupert a person? He's just like a human?
As far as... Yes, he looks like a human.
He looks like a man.
He looked like a man.
He looked like a man.
I go and are there any light switches in here?
Like a light switch that you would know as a modern day person?
Oh yeah, that's right. Where we were debating if there's electricity. Fuck.
I guess I'd try to dance.
To resolve your 12, you dance a very mediocre dance, which seems to check out as far as Flack and Zabas are concerned.
I can still dance, but I'm out of breath.
Okay, I want to try something. Is there any way
there's a toggle if that helps?
Yeah, let's do
that. There's like a big toggle next to the door.
I want to make it. I want to make it dark in here.
Okay,
what's lighting the room?
Just
torches and shit. Like, there's not electrical lights. As far as you can tell.
Oh, confirmed.
You cannot see any electrical lights, but there is a big
gust
toggle.
Of wind all the fire out.
He used gust of wind.
So what, am I rolling to use this toggle? Or do I just do it?
You can
just even know what it is.
You can just pull it if you just want to pull it. When you flip this toggle, there is a surge of an electric nature from the ceiling of this room. The top connections all buzz with electricity. You see what appears to you guys to be lightning, and Fletch, you can feel your weather sense.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And you feel the same feeling that you feel when there is a like powerful electrical storm, and this surges into all of these tanks, and the tank that was empty, that you emptied of liquid, because it doesn't have this insulating liquid in it, the creature that was within catches fire.
Oh, it's Why a green mile.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
like
no,
a green
we didn't
mile.
Wet the
like
sponge.
An electric chair where you don't elect.
Oh,
yeah,
Harry
Dean
Stanton.
It is horrifying to behold.
Fuck.
But there is no sound coming from it. There's no screams of agony or anything. But it does seem to ignite from within and then burn from the inside out.
Oh, man.
The stench is nearly unbearable.
R.I.P. John Coffey.
Guys, I just felt a surge of electricity throughout the room. I still have my weather sense. Yay.
Okay, you're still affected. So it's a cosmetic. I'm assuming this is a cosmetic-only makeover.
Dude, that could be useful.
It could be useful, yeah.
Where are we sneaking into?
We could go back upstairs, and now you're like the master of the house.
Cool, but I think you're missing the point that I can't go back. I can't change back.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure that
you
part
still
out.
Have, you'll, okay. You still have abilities and stuff.
I'm glad you're so calm about this.
Yeah, I'm not the one who's Rupert.
I'm just saying let's maybe kind of, let's follow these hoses. And see what's
follow the hose wherever it goes.
Because maybe we'll find out how to turn you back.
Okay, I like that plan.
Okay, so you're following the hoses to the nearby room that they appear to lead to. There is a large barred door.
What? Oh,
there's the mansion of giant Flack.
Guy.
No,
Like, hey, brother. No.
Two R's. it's a very heavy, like secure door. There's a big keyhole that seems to be built for a specific type of key, and it's a big, heavy steel door with some steel banding on it. Whatever is behind this door is well protected. It's a stone wall.
I kick the door.
Take two damage as you slam your toe against this steel door.
I don't have a thieves' kit.
I don't think any of us do.
Can we blow it up?
Is a thieves' kit something that I would have?
Cool. No, I have a disguise kit.
If we could.
An entertainer pack.
Is anyone proficient in explosives?
You are. Ask our mansion.
Oh. That's not explosives.
Sabas, do you have any like ice skills? We maybe could freeze it
and then shatter it. I think I do, actually. I don't think that's going to work, but.
Oh!
What?
Maybe we could ask Marta to open it up from the other side.
Marta's so sick.
She could open up the door for us.
Or I was thinking, I did have the thought that maybe since she's a ghost, she could like siphon herself through the keyhole.
Or just go through the door. She's a ghost.
I don't know.
I mean, it'd be cool.
Can she go through walls?
I think she has.
Oh my God, I don't remember if she could do that.
I think we did establish that is one of her ghostly abilities.
Yeah,
because
I feel like,
okay.
Like, you know, that's what ghosts do.
Yeah.
The theatrics of what you described would be cooler.
I feel so bad asking her again.
I think she likes it.
I can't tell if she does.
I know. She's hard to read. We can just... Probably because she's like a ghost. I don't know how I have another fourth level slot, but I do. I could cast Dimension Door and teleport myself from my current location to any other spot within range, which can also be like behind this door. I can't bring you guys with me.
But you can tell us what's in there.
Can't you just unlock it?
Well, okay, how many?
That would be the plan.
How many spell slots do you have at that level?
That is my one.
Okay, so you're stuck back there if you do that.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, I could go upstairs and try to find that. Could talk to, I don't know if they're servants or what, but maybe they can give me the key because I look like Rupert.
Fuck it, I'm just going to cast this thing.
Oh, man. I'm going to get stuck back there.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm going to cast Dimension Door, and I will arrive at exactly the spot that I can describe. So I will say right on the other side of this door. Dimension Door.
No way does that work.
A otherworldly gateway appears that you walk through, mm-hmm. and when you come out the other side, you are directly behind this door in the opposite room.
How is it in there?
Yeah, how is this room?
It's a hallway. Down the hallway, about 15 feet, there is a faint pink glow. Other than that, there is no light. It's a stone hallway. It has an arched ceiling, and yeah, there's this door.
Okay, and I turn around and open the door behind me.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
What?
Yep.
20.
Oh, 30. You're fine. Nothing happens.
Great.
The door opens.
Yeah!
Wow, that was really easy.
Wow.
Cool!
I can't believe we... Never mind.
The security in this building is awful.
It is pretty bad, right?
Hey, yeah. It's a big spell.
No, we're not discounting what you've done.
I know, I'm just saying most people couldn't do it, all right?
You're a great...
But I'm saying there's enough people in the world who maybe can... There's a lot of adventurers out there.
Yeah.
The bard got through the bard door.
Yeah. Ah, see, it's a bard door.
It's a bard door.
All I had to do was speak friend and enter.
He said it was a giant bard door, though.
I mean, it was a good size door.
To Flack, it would be giant.
Yeah, that's true. Most doors are.
It looks kind of sexy down there. It's like nice pink light. What were you saying?
Nothing. I just feel like I probably wasted that spell slot.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, thanks. You want to go back out on the
no,
other side?
No, I don't. I just, you know, well, who knows? I don't know if there was any other situation that would have been as useful.
All we need to do is sleep, and you'll get it back.
Do you want to just sleep in this hallway? Because
I don't like being this Rupert guy. Let's keep going.
All right.
Oh,
I need to change back.
Let's head to the pink place.
I don't like being exhausted all the time.
So you walk down this hallway, and you reach the end, and it jogs to the left. You turn down there and you find yourself in this large circular chamber. It's about 40 feet across. It is open to the ceiling, to the air. There is no roof. It is clear open to the sky. In the center of this room, there is about a 10-foot wide cylinder with a bunch of weird, like, metal prongs and things that are circling the pillar in the center, in the middle of which there is a large pink crystal. There are various hoses that are running off the bottom of this pedestal, and this seems to be drawing electrical energy from the sky. There is a thunderstorm directly overhead. And there seems to be a continuous lightning strike going from the top of this pillar, which is very, very high above you, to the clouds in the sky. So Fletch, your storm sense is going nuts. You're kind of a little bit bothered by it. In fact, you're almost a little bit overwhelmed. So you're going to have disadvantage on like perception checks while you're in this room.
Okay.
It's very loud. It's windy. There's this crackling noise that, you know, this electrical crackling noise, like you're at like a power plant almost. It's incredibly loud. You have to shout to hear each other. Please don't shout.
Hi. This is pretty metal.
What do you do?
Oh my God. We're like on that ship from Event Horizon. That's what this feels like.
Oh God. The Event Horizon. I believe that was the name of the ship.
Yeah.
So what we need. So the lightning keeps striking the center of this thing, which is powering all of Rupert's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So all we need to do is just cut off the. We need to put a barrier in between the lightning and the thing. Cast your bubble, and then it'll block the lightning, and then we can shut everything down.
Oh, dude, that's kind of cool. Although I would have to be in it, and I don't have that spell slot.
Oh, no,
I think I have spell slot scrolls. Actually, now that I think about it,
can we discern if all the hoses are? So I'm guessing there's gas in them.
I don't know.
They're not
like glass or plastic. They're
level spell is the sphere thing?
The bubble?
Yeah.
Three.
You want one of these scrolls? Do you want to do it?
Oh.
Hold on. Let me read through. Okay.
Yeah, I
have to be inside the dome. Well, as soon as I leave the dome, it goes away. Creatures and objects are barred from passing through it.
Isn't it only like 20 feet?
It's a 10-foot radius.
Oh, yeah, that won't reach the top of this from the ground.
Hmm.
Okay, I put my hand on one of the hoses.
Wow.
You feel that something's like moving through it.
Can I tell the direction it's moving?
It's moving away from this.
Okay.
Out down the length of the tube.
How many hoses are hooked up to this thing?
8.
I just go around and feel all of them. Do I feel any that have a different direction going on? Or are they all?
They're all out.
Okay.
They're all outbound. Hoses.
Okay. I was hoping for maybe like a reverse one to have you suck a little bit of...
Suck gas.
Yeah, suck gas out of it.
You suck ass.
I mean, well, maybe you guys should stand back and I'll just go berserk on all these hoses and just cut them
all
up.
That's what turned you into
I don't want to be Rupert.
First place.
That's what I'm saying, stand
back.
We're
all going to be Ruperts.
Unless we
I mean, it is like the power. We might as well.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You could give me that scroll. Me and you could go away and do the dome and hide out under the dome.
Okay.
They'll protect us from the gas and shit. And then
I'll just go ham.
Rupert.
Yeah, sure. Here's the thing, though, is I think once we do that and all that gas stops going to wherever it goes in this building, whoever is running this place is going to know something's going down in this room.
But you know who runs it? Rupert.
We don't know that.
Like, this guy. Not...
Yeah, whatever. Let's do it. I don't care. All
right, so give me, what is this? A scroll that just replenishes a spell slot?
It gives you a spell slot. Yeah.
Roll Arcana.
Me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to try to inscribe this spell onto this scroll.
God.
Oh, God damn it. Does that waste the scroll?
Well, we'll see what happens.
6.
Oh, man.
Okay. So you can still try to do it.
The fuck does that? What do I do then? What happens?
Well,
what do you mean? Okay. You're the DM.
He just like takes the scroll and just punches his face through it.
You're trying to cast the tiny hut, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And your tiny hut is purple.
Yeah.
This one is yellow and green polka dots.
Sure.
And every like 30 seconds, it inverts. It like instead of being a dome over the top of you, it's like
a cup.
A cup that you like fall into. And then 30 seconds later it switches.
Oh God, it's like me every morning trying to figure out which way the contact should be before I put it in my eye.
And you're doing that what, like back in the hallway, or are you just hanging in
the
Guess,
yeah, back in the hallway.
Okay. So it becomes like where you're like sliding basically like in a walk. Like if you're like your shrimp and pad thai.
With me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like spinning around in here.
Okay. Maybe do it when it's a dome and not when it's a walk.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay, it's a dome.
All right, Fletcher, you're just like smashing shit.
Okay, so I want to take some of my arrows and just slightly puncture and then suck the gas.
You're going to suck gas?
You're going to turn into
Mega
Rupert. Mega
Rupert sounds cool. I don't know. Maybe I'll suck one and see what happens.
Oh my God. Yeah.
All right, so I walk up to one of them and I just poke it.
Okay. gas releases. Yeah, and you inhale.
Yes.
Oh geez.
Nice.
Okay.
How fat are the clouds that he's flowing?
Yeah, it's just thick cotton.
Yeah.
Well, it accelerates the transformation, so now you look completely like the Rupert that you met when you first came to Kestrel Manor.
We finished the job.
Yeah.
Now I've
None of your stuff fits great, so whatever your armor class is, subtract 2 from it for now.
Okay.
Temporarily, perhaps, if you can fix this. Like your body doesn't move as great. You can feel that you have kind of some aches and pains. So whatever your dexterity modifier is, it's now, all of your modifiers are now 0. You are a completely average person.
Oh no.
Yikes.
What's wrong, guys? Okay, so is the lightning striking the same spot over and over and
over? Yeah, it's the center of this spire. Yeah,
okay.
It's like a it's more like a beam than a strike.
Oh, okay, so it's a constant.
Yeah, there's some like offshoot, you know, sparks and stuff.
Sure.
But
I would like to try. I would like to take my Stormtail bow and throw it into the beam.
The bow?
Yes. To see if I could supercharge it or something.
Fletch is fucking wild today.
Yeah, he is.
I turn into an average person. This sucks.
Okay. Roll athletics
Are
to
we
throw
in a bowl
this.
Now?
We're probably in a bowl.
19.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's average, man.
I'm like leaning back and forth on the bowl, making it rock back and forth. Yeah.
So yeah, you throw your the whole bow.
Yes,
bow.
The entire,
you just heave it up.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. The bow catches into the beam of lightning. The bow accepts the lightning. It, like, holds it. It takes it in, and it does interrupt the connection between the pillar and the sky. There's, like, a ball of energy that grows around it. It's brilliant, and it's bright, and it's so, so loud, and it just keeps growing and growing and like, supercharging until it finally explodes. Everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
But we're in a bowl.
Yep.
Or no, we're in a hut.
Advantage. I'll give you guys advantage.
Okay.
Just to see if it times right.
Is this a dex saving throw?
Dex saving throw.
Dirty 20.
I rolled a 4.
Okay.
You don't add any what? That's your with advantage?
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
19.
I guess I don't know what to add. I've got a +8 to saving throws on dex.
Yeah, whatever your regular dex mod is.
Oh, just +5.
Just subtract that.
Oh, so 3. So 17.
Uh-huh. Flack manages to avoid the surge, but the other two are blasted by the explosion.
That's
no.
A big surge.
No, man, we should have napped.
And you take 24.
Oh my god! Okay,
lightning damage.
Whoa!
Are you out?
I have 2 hit points.
Oh,
left.
Oh, frick.
Okay. So I was gonna suggest an idea, but now I don't want to do it. Now that I have 2 hit points left, but I was thinking, especially if we could get Fletch to be normal size again, or which is like a big dude, me and him can get this dome or this cup rocking back and forth so fast, and then we could fling you so far. If we need to, let's just put that away for later, because that would be so fun.
So you guys are hit with this explosion. What did I say, 24?
Yeah.
How are you doing, bud?
So,
9.
Flack, you take half of that, so you take
what
12.
What the fuck, dude? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 12 I take?
Yep. There's this brilliant flash of light. It's
brilliant.
It stuns you momentarily, and your eyes are adjusting. You're trying to regain your senses after you're shocked. There's this tingling feeling. You smell burnt hair. When you finally do regain your senses, you see that the pillar in the center of this room is pretty much destroyed.
Fletch looked very proud of himself.
I'm almost unconscious. I'm like, cool. Awesome.
Leaving this pink crystal sitting atop the ruins of this pillar. It's kind of pulsing now with with pink light where it was previously a shining.
Are there any shards?
Object. Roll investigation.
Should go grab it.
I'm looking for shards. They're safer.
How big is the crystal?
Volleyball size.
15.
Oh, we gotta go take that.
It doesn't appear to have fragmented at all. It is cracked, but it doesn't appear to have broken any pieces off of it.
Can I sense any, I mean, I'm just average, but can I sense any like electricity off of it?
Your weather sense doesn't tell you that there's any kind of storm power to it.
Okay. What happened to my bow?
It fell. It's just on the. It's sitting on the ground.
I'm gonna go, averagely go and pick it up.
You do. It appears fine.
Yes.
Have I used my Malice and Mercy gloves or no?
Yeah.
Today.
What's that?
Today. I don't think.
One white glove and one black glove, and they can heal or damage for a
D4. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna heal myself a couple points.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Stabus.
Yeah. It's cool.
Is there gas coming out of the hose that he punctured?
I have 3 hit points now.
Total?
Yeah.
There aren't any fumes
coming
out of these hoses. Now it's more like condensation.
Okay.
It looks almost like power searing fluid.
Oh, scoop it up. Maybe it'll fix me. We figured out the one thing. We need to figure out how to get me back.
All right.
I'm this almost tempted to go huff some of that because maybe I'll get Rupert's hit points. I won't be at 3 anymore. This is such a bad room to rest in. Someone has to know.
Let's close the bar
that
door.
That explosion was the whole town knows.
Oh, you're right.
It was like a sonic boom that went off.
Like an EMP.
Yes.
Well, wouldn't the town notice a giant energy beam
they
going
notice
down?
When it's not there
it's not
anymore.
There. Yeah.
So yeah, that like continuous streak of lightning that's gone now.
Gone. The storm is still raging above the above the manor. There's still thunder and lightning, but it's no longer.
I put my hand on a hose.
Nothing.
Nothing. We did it.
Wait, has anyone touched that crystal?
Oh no, we haven't.
No.
Touched it.
Can any of us afford to?
No.
I will.
I have what?
Oh my god.
I'm so ugly.
You're a legend today.
I
do
have
it.
To be. All right.
You're a madman today.
I've got everything to
mad
lose.
Mad lad.
Or wait, I've got nothing to lose.
I've got everything to lose.
All right, I walk up to this.
You've got average thing to lose.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I walk up to it and I look at it and then I pick it up.
Nice.
Nothing happens.
Yoink.
I put it up above my head.
Oh, good job, Zelda.
I did it.
Run with it, arms straight up.
You feel an unfamiliar creaking in your shoulders as you lift something that weighs probably 30 pounds above your head.
I quickly just set it down. Okay, well, you can touch it and nothing happens, so that's good news.
Well,
what if we all held hands and touched it? Maybe it would give us full HP. Wink. To the DM.
That's not how that works. You can't just suggest things.
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, pink is the healing color.
Yes, it is.
In D&D. 5.
5? Okay. Sorry, no.
Maybe we should take a short rest and then
we'll close
the door.
Sure. Let's put something. I wonder
what?
If I can. I don't know. Hang on. Maybe I can,
conjure a door?
I mean, I did have one, and it's under a waterfall.
I guess you could fireball the hallway and destroy it, and then we can...
Then we're stuck.
Stuck.
Yeah. I wouldn't destroy it.
I'm just offering suggestions, yeah. Flack.
No, you're right.
I don't know. I got let's just sleep. You know, whatever. If,
we're
going to
wake up to, 1,000 crossbows pointed at our head.
Is the dome still there?
No. Wait.
Yeah, how long does that spell last?
As long as I'm in it, I think. Otherwise, a full hour or some shit.
It's still flipping.
Oh, duration 8 hours.
It's still flipping. At random. Now it's at random intervals.
All right, I'm out of here. I get out of the dome and it goes away.
It disappears, but it becomes an actual walk.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Okay.
You want me to put that in my bag?
Please.
Holding?
Mm-hmm.
Let's add another list of things to the. I have no idea what's floating around in there. I don't even want to go in there.
Is the dead witch still in
there?
Probably.
There's like a gas in there.
I forgot if the dead witch is in there
or
not.
Disgusting.
Aside from the way we came in,
mm-hmm.
What are the other entrances or exits to this room?
In addition to the hallway that you came from, there is high above you the opening to the sky above. There also appears to be a vent that's about 2 feet across and 1 foot high. And a half high.
Wait, where?
About 10 feet up one of the walls.
Oh. Yo, don't we still have climbing salve?
I think you do have climbing salve.
All right, let's rest.
Are you taking a full rest or a...
No, we'll do a short
rest. We do a short rest. Yeah.
Okay, so on a short rest, you can roll your hit dice. You can roll any number up to the maximum number, and you recover that many hit points. While you are resting, there is a pulse of energy from this pink crystal. It's magical energy, and you all kind of feel it.
Does it feel good?
It does feel good.
Oh.
It feels powerful.
Uh-oh.
you gain back 3 level 1 spell slots and 2 level 2 spell slots. Also, while you are resting, you hear a thud against this metal door that you came through. And then there's another thud.
Wait, the metal door at the end of the hall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's very loud. It echoes down the hallway. And after 3 or 4 thuds, there's a crash and clang of metal bouncing across stone. What do you do?
How much climbing salve do we have? Enough for 3 people?
Sure.
You guys want to climb up?
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
Let's climb out of here.
Into the vent.
Are we like Spider-Man? We just literally like slap our hands.
Well, you'll have to roll athletics. It's still you just get a bonus.
Are you still average?
I'm definitely still average.
Definitely still average. 100% still average.
21. No, 26.
Yeah. Flax scurries up.
Ew.
And the grate that was covering the vent is easy to dislodge.
I dislodge it.
It clatters to the floor.
What do I see inside?
A vent.
There's a vent up here.
Can we bring the grate up with us into the vent?
Did you say the grape?
The grate.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were calling the crystal the grape.
Yeah. Here, but toss me that grape.
I rolled 30.
Yeah, that'll get you up there.
I got 15 and then I got a 10 on that, so 25.
Yeah, you all successfully climb up there.
Did someone bring the grape?
Yeah, I thought we put it in the bag.
The crystal? Oh, is that in the bag? Mm-hmm. I thought the wok was in the bag.
The wok is in the bag.
Put the crystal in the bag.
And I grab it.
We put the crystal in the bag.
Who put the crystal in the bag?
Fletched it.
I did.
Okay. All right. So you're in the grate. What is the order of crawling through this grate?
I have hit points aplenty. I'll go.
You're first. I'm middle.
I'm 48. So yeah, I'll go last.
Okay.
If I can fit.
Yeah. It is a very tight squeeze for Fletch Rupert, but you are able to get through. But it is very uncomfortable.
Sure. I wanna. Like, well, I can't turn around because I'm so big, but I
no,
to,
you
like...
could not turn around. Okay. You are monodirectional.
All right, guys.
Working up the vent?
Yeah.
All right, how far do I go? Where do I go? What do I see?
You go about 15 feet, and then you have a T. You can go left or right. Which way do you go?
Left or right?
Left.
Left. I go left.
You go left another 10 feet, and then it takes a turn upwards.
Up. I mean, we have to.
I go up.
Yep.
Are you guys following me?
Yeah.
Fletch, roll another athletics roll.
Oh, man. He's going
to get Plumber Simpson still.
Yep, it's still...
28.
Okay, yeah. You're still fine. Okay.
Don't do that to me.
You climb up the vent aided by your climbing self. George the Satyr gave you this climbing self. So you climb up, and then it levels out. Every 10 feet or so, it splits off in both directions, left or right, and it continues straight. You also have that choice. What do you do?
Straight?
Straight.
This continues for a while if you choose not to go left or right until it finally dead ends.
What do you mean dead ends?
Like there's no more vent. You either have to go left or right or go back and choose one of the other left or rights.
We can't go back because I can't turn around.
Yeah.
But can you crawl backwards?
No, he's like a shark.
Can I crawl backwards? It's going to take a lot longer to scoot backwards.
Left.
You go left and then you find another grate. Looking through the grate, Flack, you can see that you're looking into a dark room, a very dark room. You have dark vision, so you can still see. This appears to be some kind of office. It's completely sparsely decorated. There's no ornamentation. There's nothing on the walls. There is simply a desk, a chair, and on the desk, there is a small device that is holding a crystal. And next to that is a candle and a flint and steel to light, presumably to light the candle. What do you do?
Hey, I found an office. Do you guys want to go down into it?
I want to get out of here.
Okay.
Then, yes.
Yes.
Punch out the vent.
the vent clatters to the floor.
Oops.
And you're able to climb out into the room. Again, it is completely dark. However, all of you can see, because all of you have dark vision. And there is this candle in this device. What do you do?
Even Fletch?
Oh, no. Does? Fletch can't see anymore.
Here, let me light this for you.
Sorry, I totally narked on you.
I thought you guys were like, couldn't, you thought you remembered I couldn't see anything because I'm average.
When you light,
I was reminding you that you're average.
Thanks, when you light the candle,
that is wood.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you can't see.
When you light the candle, Flack, the flame from the candle emits a light that does not light up the room, but instead focuses through this crystal in this device, casting a shadow onto the wall that appears almost portal-like. It is not like any of the portals that you have encountered before. However, it does give you a window into another place, and you are looking into a room similar to this one. It is another kind of like office-y room that is dark except for a single candle and a similar device, and you see bent over this office table a a woman with very, very pale skin. Very tall, very gorgeous, blonde, almost silver hair with a hairpin that looks like a hibiscus flower. It's very bright red. And she has a very, like, formal, like, riding coat. It's giving you... Someone roll a history roll.
Oh, 22.
Flack, you're getting kind of, like, Yanathan vibes from the way that this person is dressed.
Mm. Is it the Fey world?
And with this woman is a human man with a just... perfect physique. He's probably like 6'2", chiseled out of marble, just a jawline that could cut glass, big, like perfect mustache, very tight, high haircut, and he is wearing a military uniform that you guys recognize as the military uniform from Ravenscrest. There is a moment where they do not see that there is some kind of connection.
We're what just do you do?
Is there a paperweight on the desk?
Is there a paperweight?
Or anything of that size or nature?
Are you going to throw it at them?
Yeah.
I feel like we didn't even open a portal. We just turned on this like weird TV and this is whoever works here. This is like the porn they watch. I don't think it's a portal.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah, there's like an ink bottle.
I grab it and toss it at him.
It bounces off of the wall.
Ink is flying everywhere. Wait, yeah, it bounced. It didn't go through.
It did not go through.
I think we found a weird little TV. I don't know what a TV is.
They start to turn towards you. What do you do?
Hi. Can you see me?
And they look your direction, and the woman speaks and says, "Rupert, who are these two?"
Hello. They are my new recruits.
Hit me.
Hey.
Ow! Sorry, master.
Yes, you always must do what I command.
roll deception with advantage.
Oh, with advantage.
Ooh. Yeah. You do look like Rupert.
I have zero deception. Here we go. One.
with advantage.
What's advantage?
You roll twice and take the better.
Oh, God.
No, it's just an 8.
Oh, it's an 8.
I'll give you a boost because you hit Flack. So
thank you.
So that'll pass muster.
Yeah.
I'm just standing here quietly. I don't want to have to act. I don't want to emasculate myself like a Flack here.
Hey, I'm a performer.
I didn't say that out loud, so I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Flack, roll performance as a help.
Okay. Yeah. 16.
Yeah. Okay. So you help sell it, and the woman says, "Are these?" More test subjects, or are these replacing those buffoons that you recruited before?
The buffoons. These are not buffoons. They're smart servants that will do exactly what we're doing.
I nod here. Vigorously.
See how eager this one is?
No. Igor.
See how Igor this one is? I wink at the screen.
He's young Frank.
Yes, well. Things are proceeding a little bit quickly, more quickly than I had anticipated. As you know, the vote is tonight, and we need to make sure that everything is in order. How are the transformations coming along?
Oh, those transformations are coming along quite swimmingly. So the vote shall go as planned.
Excellent, excellent. And our special guest will be ready to arrive at the Ravencrest Manor this evening?
Yes, they will be ready to arrive.
Gender neutral pronoun.
But just as like a fun game that we can play here, can you tell me who that person is? Keep you on your toes.
Roll
no,
these.
You gotta ask how they spell their name.
Oh, shit.
So that you can make sure to have a...
Fletch is the worst at this.
Have a place Ooh. Setting for them.
You said deception?
Yeah.
Just 17.
Sure, okay. The clone, you idiot. Remember that I made you and I can unmake you. So do not fail me this time.
I won't fail you this time, but how should I present their name on the guest list? Clone, C-L-O-N-E? How many are there? Oh, that's going to get confusing.
I'm so
sorry, I'm getting excited.
I'm so sick of repeating myself, Rupert. You
this
can't just walk in the front door. You need to use the portals.
Are we in Rocky Horror Picture Show? That's what this feels like. I can unmake you just this.
Yes, of course we'll use the portals. You didn't answer my question.
Like, my eyes are just bulging out because I can't believe how snarky he's being.
I, like, grab a rag out of, just some piece of cloth, and I start cleaning up the ink just to give myself something to do. Some stage work, some space work while this is going on.
Meanwhile, I'm sweating. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what's
I accidentally
happening.
Dab my face with that rag, and, like, there's ink on my face now.
Oh, my
just little
God.
Blotches of it.
I see your penchant for choosing less than skilled help has continued.
I wouldn't say that. I would say look at his jokes that he's got. This one, at least, is funny.
I get the servant's clothes out of my bag and, like, start to put them on just to help sell this.
Flack, tell a joke.
How many clones does it take to change a light bulb?
And you say, how?
The mustached man speaks up and says, how many?
Well, it doesn't matter. If it's not enough, you can just clone some more.
Oh, my goodness.
The mustached one. Man laughs.
Yeah.
But the woman is not amused. Enough of this. Just make sure that the Beauchamp clone is through the portal.
The Machamp clone?
Beauchamp.
What?
Beauchamp, not a...
Machamp clone.
Not a Pokemon.
He's my favorite Pokemon. Little and strong. Like
it fucking looks like James, that little Pokemon.
I love it. Yes, of course. Clone. We will have the Beauchamp clone ready to go. That's B-E... A-U-C-H-O-M-P?
Beauchamp?
Yes.
B-E-A-U-C-H-A-M-P,
C-H-A-M-P, yes.
Beauchamp?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, he's evolved.
I heard wrong through this,
he's evolved.
TV that we have got here. Okay, yes, we will get this done.
Excellent. In the distance behind them, not coming from either of these two people, you hear this, like, ominous whisper noise. And then they the man says, what was that? And the woman says, okay, fine. Just make sure that you're ready at the appointed time, at the appointed place. Remember to take the portal. And don't forget the clone.
Oh, of course not. We'll be there.
And then the connection ends.
Did she mean this portal?
I don't know. I didn't. She was going to grill me if I asked her any more questions.
Yeah.
I'm not good at talking to people. I'm the worst person to turn into this Rupert man.
You did okay.
You guys helped. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, I stood there.
Yeah, she.
But I did.
He didn't
help.
Really do much.
That's helping.
Did you finish changing into servants?
Yeah,
clothes?
Okay. I take them off.
I'll get inspiration for that clone joke.
No, you get sure inspiration okay. for the clone joke. Since I literally said tell a joke.
Yeah, that was
the worst improv partner I could have been. Hey, you tell a joke.
Yeah,
be funny.
Yeah.
All right, so you're in this room. There's the vent. There's also a door to this room, like a regular door. What do you do?
Can we look? I have garbage perception right now, but we should look for...
Open a desk drawer or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Are there those?
Yeah, I look for a desk drawer to open.
Sure.
And open one.
Okay.
Is the crystal the same color?
Oh, we should grab that.
Yeah, the crystal...
We should grab
that. Oh, the like crystal in the device?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It is not that same pink color. It is just a regular like clear crystal.
Let's take that crystal out and maybe the light will go through it and open up the portal. Maybe we grab the portal? Maybe we have the portal?
Wait, do you want to Indiana Jones the clear crystal with the pink crystal?
That's what I'm thinking.
The pink crystal's huge, though.
Okay, maybe we can just hold it in front of this light and see if it does any cool
Whoa.
Portal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that.
Let's see if we rip time apart.
The window that you were looking through does reappear. There are no other effects as far as you can tell, but you now see that the room that you were looking into is on fire.
What did we... This is
why does this happen everywhere? Wait,
if we take down the pink grape crystal,
yep.
Is it still on fire?
Yes.
Oh,
this works in our favor, maybe.
Did we do that?
Probably.
Or was it just the whisper thing did that? No, it's the same room, you said.
Oh.
Okay, we grab the small crystal and the
grape.
And the grape, both of them.
And I guess, Normie, you might want to take that candle so you can see in dark places.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I guess I pick up the candle. Did I find anything in the drawer?
Yes, you did.
Oh, guys.
Over there looking up.
Sorry, I was busy.
No, it's fine.
Doing science class. Just crystal.
I'm glad we put it back up there because now we know whatever room they were just in potentially is on fire.
Now we know that the building is just burning down around us, maybe. I feel like they're not actually in this building, though. I feel like. It's fairy realm shit. I don't know.
I don't know if it's other realm, but I don't think it's in this building.
Watch us accidentally have that fire start because we kept them so long because we were telling jokes and stuff.
They let a cake burn or something.
Yeah.
You find in the drawer, you find a mask.
Oh,
what's it look
what?
Like?
It is a plain wooden mask.
Oh, no.
It looks very, very old.
I'm going to put it up to my face.
Does it look like it could be a Norse mythological mask?
Oh, no.
No, it is not the mask.
It's not the mask. Dang it.
From the mask.
I was like, Russell, somebody, no. Stop. Somebody, stop me.
However, Fletch.
So, okay, we say as that room is just burning down.
Okay.
Fletch, when do you like put the mask on or are you just holding it up? Okay, you
put
the mask
on
and when you look through this mask, you see the room. It's a completely different room. It's brightly lit. You look around and there are paintings on the wall and the desk is like clearly being used. There's papers and things on it. One of the paintings appears very familiar to you. In fact, you're looking at a painting of a person you recognize. As Rupert. However, this person is in like very formal wear of the Talon Empire. It's that black and white kind of like military uniform, but it's an older uniform that looks closer to what you see when Marta appears.
Oh. I'm looking through time.
Should we?
Guys.
Get Marta?
To put on the mask?
Whoa.
So then she could go back even farther.
Whoa.
I don't know. This is weird. Am I seeing this room?
You're seeing this room as it was once in the past.
What does he look like to us?
He looks like Rupert wearing a mask.
Got it.
Has Marta seen a Rupert?
I don't know.
Marta saw the goop Rupert that wasn't a complete Rupert.
Okay.
Hey, Marta.
Marta.
Marta. We said her name three times.
Are you calling forth Marta?
Yeah, we got
to. Let's bring her back.
This is two non-combat uses.
Oh, how many do we have?
Three.
Wait.
Oh,
how
forever?
Many?
No.
One combat.
Day, right?
Yeah, per long rest.
Yeah.
You
can sleep and get Marta back, don't
you?
Okay.
Yeah. You're not expending Marta. I can't take Marta away from the audience.
No,
they would murder you. Then again, you did kill that Dumbo octopus.
Yeah, you killed that
guy.
You're goddamn right I did. Marta comes forth through the bone staff, materializing in front of you. Catching sight of Rupert Fletch, and she immediately drops to one knee, or the approximation of one knee, as best she can in her spectral form, and she says, "My lord."
Dude, you're a lord.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, Marta.
Does he sound like Fletch or like Rupert?
He sounds like Rupert.
Marta, do you know him?
I never had the pleasure of meeting him in life, but he was once Lord of Kestrel Manor.
Oh.
Now I think he's a butler.
What?
Yeah, he opened the door and sicked dogs on us. I don't think that's what lords do.
Not me, though. I'm Fletch, but I...
Oh, what? Yeah, that's actually Fletch.
I got gassed, and then I slowly morphed into
Yeah,
Rupert.
Remember the tall elf who
what?
Rolls with us?
Yeah,
that
what?
Was me.
That's him.
This is me.
I'm very confused.
So am
I. Yeah, nowadays there's like crazy science and stuff, Marta. We think they even discovered electricity by the looks of it.
It's a lot. Wait, let's have her put on the mask?
Yeah. Can you look through this mask, Marta? And
I hand it up to her.
Sure, yeah.
weirdly enough, when you hand this mask to Marta, Marta can take it.
Whoa. I was about to ask, wait, when he's looking at Marta through the mask, what does Marta look like?
Hold on, Marta. And I kind of grab it back from her, and then I put it on, and then I look at Marta. Hey, Marta.
When you look at Marta through the mask, you see a regular, normal, alive woman in her full military uniform, her sword strapped across her back, her hair cascading down her shoulders. She looks strong and powerful and vibrant and very much alive.
Yeah, this is all live. This is happening.
Yeah. And she's standing in this room as you saw it before with the portraits and the papers and the fire and the hearth and things. It's as if you're looking into a different place, even though it is the same place, but completely unrecognizable otherwise, other than the basic shape of the room. And Marta's there in front of you, very much alive when you're looking through this mask.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. That's
wow.
So cool.
Yeah, Marta, here, you take this mask and look at us and see if you see what we look like. Do we look like babies?
Yeah.
When Marta puts on the mask, she can take it and she can hold it and she can put it on, but nothing changes as far as you can tell for her. But when she looks back at you, again, she drops to one knee and she's very reverent of you, Fled. She's very, takes it very seriously that she's in the presence of whoever she perceives you to be.
I still look like Rupert to her, even though she's looking at me through the time travel mask?
As far as you can tell.
Hmm.
Marta, what do I look like?
You still look like you.
Okay.
But the rest of this looks like long ago.
Does anything in here look familiar to you besides Rupert?
It looks like we're in Kestrel Manor.
You're right. We are.
I mean, that's where we've been.
But now with this mask, this it looks like my time from when I was alive and not a ghost.
Like, is there anything in the room?
What about the crystal?
Yeah, maybe she knows more.
Do you know this crystal, this grape crystal?
Well, not the grape one, the small one that has the door.
Or both.
We hold them both up. You know anything about these?
She looks at the big pink crystal,
mm-hmm,
and she says, this one doesn't look like anything special to me, just a big rock. But the little one is scary and I don't want to touch it.
Okay. You don't
it
have to.
It has like really weird, like dark energy that I
Can you see that, or you get vibes that it's...
Oh, I can see it and it's all over and it's really
weird.
Wait,
I want to see and I take the mask. Sorry. I like reach through her head. And grab
you
it.
Pull it through her
yeah.
head. Oh, God.
Marta understands. She's my staff friend. All right. I put this mask on. I look at the crystals.
You see something completely different.
Oh.
When you put this on, you see you're like in a completely different space.
Oh.
You don't see Flack. You don't see Fletch. You don't see Marta. You see the altar of your goat patron.
Oh, fuck. I'm in trouble.
In kind of the distance, there's a large bonfire, and there appears to be some kind of revelry around it. You can vaguely make out the forms of the demigods Risk and Reward, and they're enjoying themselves.
Oh!
And seated upon a very large throne is your goat patron himself. And he lifts a very large goblet in your direction and kind of like toasts to you before the image disappears and you are back within the room that you were in.
Well, that was cool, I guess.
What happened?
Yeah.
I saw Risk and Reward, you remember?
Oh, Frasier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did my patron look like?
You could really only see kind of more like an outline. Like you saw these like very intense eyes that you were drawn to and like the outline of horns.
Oh shit.
And you were very like pulled in towards this figure, even though it was a little bit shadowy, but not shadowy in like the shadow things that you have encountered, just in that you couldn't really fully make it out.
Okay. Oh man, I want to go back there. this sucks. This mask sucks. Here, you put it on.
I put it on.
You see the room as you've been seeing the room, but when you look down at yourself, you are in a very, very nice, perfectly tailored suit.
Ooh.
And you have a sash.
What to say?
Oh my gosh, you're a
mayor. Say super mayor.
Oh shit.
Yes,
you're
it
like
does.
The fucking Munchkin Land mayor, dude. You got sash.
Dude.
Oh my God.
This mask is awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it doesn't last. Unless yours does, in which case that's bullshit. I got ripped off. Because everyone else in this room seems like they could just leave it on.
What's this fucking mask do?
I know.
Dude?
I don't know, but it's not worldly because Marta can touch it, which means it's...
I'm bummed out that you're Rupert because I want to know what Fletch would see.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're seeing...
family.
Huh?
Okay.
Probably a living
No, you don't
family.
Have to repeat.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh,
all
damn.
Right. Yeah, it would be nice to be just me again. So let's get moving here. We got this cool mask. Let's hold on to it because it's
Marta,
pretty awesome.
What is the best way to the out of here?
If I remember right, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're on the second floor because this appears to be the Lord's office.
Is there a way out?
Yeah, there's a door.
Oh.
Yeah, let's just go out there. Marta, where do we go when we exit this door?
If I remember right, you'll go down the hallway and then there will be stairs and you'll go down and then there will be a hall, like a great hall, not just like a hallway. And then you'll go through that and there will be a door and you'll leave and then you have to follow the path by the river back to the city.
Oh yeah, we know that part.
Is there a window we can just break? Get the F out?
Not in this room.
Well, I open the door and go out into the hallway.
You recognize this is looking very similar to the hallway that you peeked in when you were on the first floor. All the way down at the end of it, there appears to be a staircase.
Yeah. Let's go there.
Cool.
You get to the end of the hallway, you go down the stairs, and you find waiting for you, Rupert Prime.
Oh, oh. That's not what I wanted to hear.
Jerry and Sharon.
I was the one walking first.
Yes.
Did they see? I'm a little guy, so did I see them? And then can I do like a dex roll to see if I like shirk away before they see
roll
me?
Stealth.
Okay.
Because it's dark, presumably?
There's torches and stuff. Yeah.
I have an idea. What if we had Marta like create a diversion? Because Marta seems to know Rupert and maybe we can get some information.
I have a better idea.
Oh.
You do it.
Do we still have pass without trace?
Sure.
Yes. Cool.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, fuck you. Yeah. We're doing my thing. So with that, I have a 22.
Okay.
So do I successfully shirk away before
they see me?
Okay, I run back to them. And I'm like, hey, Rupert and Cher Jer are down there.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you go over there and are like, what's going on here? Who's this guy?
Oh, man.
Who's who?
Yeah, we do one of those.
Oh, classic.
All right.
Okay, but we need to do something to make sure that we know that you're you.
Ooh,
do you know what I mean?
Good
He's
call.
Wearing his off. Ill-fitting clothes.
Or that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. No. Sure. All right. They're dressed differently.
You could always ask me what my Panther's name is because he's always around.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think he's with the
I
other
think
two.
He's in the other story, yeah. The B story.
Oh, joking.
You're claiming the A story.
All right, so the plan is for me to walk out and be like, what's going on over here? And then we create confusion, and then what?
Yeah, you got to be more forceful than that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'll try my best.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
I'll try my best, but what then? What after that?
I'll load my fucking crossbows. What's that?
This is a
Murder.
Great
okay.
idea.
Murder first, questions later. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
I confidently strut down the hall.
You walk down the hallway to the top of the stairs where Rupert Prime and Sharon and Jerry are in the foyer of the manor.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear Rupert tell to the others, quick, get the boy. We're running out of time. We have to get to the portal quickly.
And then I quickly shout, Sharon, Rupert, what are you doing? What are you doing with that
God,
fake Rupert?
Damn it.
What?
He said
Sharon and Rupert.
Sharon and Jerry. What is his name?
No, that was good. That was good.
Amazing.
There's another you, Rupert. What? He's up, but he's on the stairs and he's dressed different. I'm confused. Did one of the experiments get out?
No, I've lost weight. Sharon.
But clearly one of the experiments has gotten loose.
That's what an experiment would say. Sharon.
Well,
Jerry.
I'm not going to lie, Rupert. I'm really confused now about who we should be taking orders from.
Sharon is notoriously dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're down here and you've been yelling at us. And to be honest, you've been quite mean. And this guy
is up on the stairs and he appears very authoritative.
I walk over to, because I don't have the servant's clothes on anymore. I just kind of like me, which is good. And so I walk over to our Rupert and I'm like, excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it?
That project you wanted me to work on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to show you our progress. And I like open the sack and just show like a glimpse of that, the pink crystal. And I'm like, I'm working on.
Oh, yes.
I'm working on that little problem right now.
Yeah.
Damn a bag, got the crystal. That seems important.
Sorry.
I cast Unseen Servant.
Okay.
And because I'm further back, they don't even see me. So I cast Unseen Servant and I tell the Unseen Servant to go pants Rupert. Try maintaining authority with your pants around your ankles.
That happens. And
all Adam Sandler laughs.
How'd your pants fall down, Rupert? That doesn't look very like you're the right Rupert. This guy's pants are up.
Sharon, you are very perceptive. Come on up here.
roll deception.
Come on down.
12.
I don't know.
Sharon, get your ass up here.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll go up right away. Please don't yell at me.
I say to Jerry, I say, sir, I suggest you get your ass up here as well. And I go to escort him up.
So you go down.
Yeah.
All right. So when you get close to Jerry and are you just kind of like...
I'm like, I'm ushering him, but politely.
All right. So you like hand on the back kind of thing?
Yeah, this is all very confusing, and he looks over at you, and he's like, wait a second. You were at the bar.
No.
You were at the tavern.
I wasn't.
Jerry, you are such a drunk. You think everybody looks familiar.
If you was the real Rupert, you would know that I've been 23 years sober. We had that conversation, and I confided that in you, and that was very hard for me to admit.
The unseen servants come back to me, okay? And they can interact with objects. I give them a flask, and I'm like, go make this fall from Jerry's side.
Oh, my God.
And so the servant goes and drops a flask from Jerry's side.
Whoa, Jerry, what are you going to do, pal?
Jerry, you swore to me that you that you quit drinking back after the incident.
Oh no.
You swore you'd never take another draw.
Jerry, I haven't. I swear, I don't know where this came from.
Just what a drunk would say. Listen,
and a drunk would think all elves look the same.
We'll figure this quarrel out after we take care of this Rupert.
Pulling his pants up, Rupert Prime says, yes, I think we will. And he draws a sword. Everybody roll for initiative.
Oh, he's got a sword, whatever.
Hey, everybody. Russell here with a few quick announcements, and then we get you right back to it. Thanks so much for listening to episode 57 of D&D&D. Be sure to follow us on social media at D&D&D Pod on Twitter and D&D&D Pod on Instagram, or email us at dndpod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to the longest ever episode of the podcast. I just went back and looked, and this is the longest one. So thanks for hanging in there with us. We wanted to make sure that you got all of this craziness in. We had a really fun time recording it just last night. If you're listening to this the day it came out, a little bit scheduling difficulties lately, but we wanted to make sure we got this out to you so that we could get the next part of the Zabbis and Flack and Fletch adventures out. One thing I want to mention before we move on that didn't come up when we were recording, the mask that the team found a little bit ago was the Mask of Past Self, which was a listener-submitted magic item from Billy Turner. So thank you, Billy. Thanks for sending that in. We have a lot of really great listener-submitted magic items, and I know it's been a while since we've had an opportunity for them to come up on the show, but I want to try to work it in a little bit more, make them treasure like this, because we have a lot of really great ones. So thank you to everyone who has sent one in. We're going to do another discussion episode soon. We're going to record one here in the next couple weeks. So if you have a question for the team about season 2 or any part of the show since the beginning, you can email that to dndndpod@gmail.com with the subject line DNDNDND. The fourth D is for discussion. We're going to record that sometime probably next week. James and Chelsea have a pretty busy July, so we're trying to get that in. So if you have a question, be sure to send that to us this weekend, probably before Monday, and we'll maybe answer it. Check out Beth's shop at bethbyrad.shop for some D&D merch. There's some t-shirts and prints available of the logo and the campaign sound off and Gerbert Merbert, everybody's favorite lizard folk realtor. That's it for me. Thanks, everybody. Do what's fun.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So the order for this combat, such as it is, will be Rupert, Flack, Zabbis, Sharon, Fletch, Jerry. So it's going to be Rupert's turn, and he is going to immediately run up the stairs and take a swing with his sword at Fletch Rupert.
Flupert.
Does a 15 hit your new downgraded armor?
Yeah, I'm 13.
Okay, take 8 damage.
Just a flesh.
Flack's turn. Flack, what are you doing?
He's on the stairs.
He is on the stairs.
Okay, Invisible Servant is going to run up and crouch behind him.
Okay.
I yell out, Servant, go crouch behind him. You know the drill. We've done this before. And then I feel like the most reliable thing I can do is just kind of fucking run at him and push him.
Okay, make a strength roll.
Oh, that's not the most reliable thing I can do, though. But 15.
Sure, he's a little bit off balance from the swing, the sword swing, and of course you have the Unseen Servant behind him, so let's say he tumbles down the stairs and takes...
Does he break his neck?
He does not break his neck.
We don't want him dead.
But what? He's...
We need info.
He is injured, and you see a crystal, different crystal...
We gotta get that one.
Fall out of his person somewhere within his clothing. He was hiding this crystal, and you recognize it as the transportation crystal that you guys used to get here in the first place. It is now Zavis's turn. Zavis, what do you do? You are standing next to Jerry, who you were trying to usher up the stairs.
He's our enemy?
I don't think we know yet.
Oh, yeah.
What yes, share Jerry about
Sharon and Jerry. Sharon and Jerry are... are neutral, as far as you can tell right now.
I think they can still be swayed to... how close am I to fake or real Rupert?
Well, he fell down the stairs, so you're, let's say you're like 8 feet away from him. And he is on the ground, prone.
Can I make him levitate and give him a wedgie?
You want to levitate just his underwear?
Yeah.
Dear Lord. Sure. An inspiration for being just... totally shitty.
Oh shit, I need to roll the big boy.
Oh yeah, right. This is a well then never mind. Let's see what happens. This is a sorcerer spell.
So if I roll under a 20, I can't believe this hasn't hit yet.
20 or under.
17! Oh god.
What's is that?
Yes.
Is that random?
It's wild magic. Yeah.
Oh. Let me pull up this table.
Fucking finally.
Oh no! His
the Zabbis Wild Magic Table is finally happening.
Oh man, this poor man's ass area.
Roll that D100 again.
Go.
97.
Let's see.
Oh no! Crystal's covering his face.
Oh my god!
We're gonna ruin this man's gooch on ass.
Goop Gooch.
Goopy Gooch, yeah.
Zabba steps back and braces himself to cast the levitate spell, but a surge of magical energy ripples throughout his entire body and then explodes in this flash of light outward, affecting everyone in the room, and the floor is suddenly replaced with a large bathtub. And everybody finds themselves inside of a bubble bath.
Oh, fun!
Thank you, Tashi Feinstein, for this suggestion.
Oh, are the hall is the hallway still the same shape?
The stairs and the hallway are the same, but the main floor of this landing, this foyer, is a bubble bath.
Oh,
so me and Fletch aren't in it.
Yeah. Oh. Flack and Fletch are not in the bubble bath. You guys are on the stairs. However, everyone else has to make a athletics roll because you are now swimming in bubbles.
So Do I have to make... Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jerry, no.
Oh, no, Jerry.
Don't go swimming after you drink.
Eight.
You're kind of struggling to stay afloat. Rupert Prime is fine, and Sharon is okay. However, Jerry... cannot swim.
Oh, no.
It is now Sharon's turn, and she's going to... she sees that Jerry is struggling, and she says, "Oh, no, Jerry, I'm sorry. I take it back, whatever I said. I'm sorry." And she dives in after him.
Oh, my God.
Not a graceful dive.
Uh-oh.
And the two disappear beneath the bubbles.
Ooh.
I swear to God, if I kill more innocent people in
we don't
another
know how innocent
manner.
We don't know how innocent they are.
So after Sharon dives in, it is now Fletch's turn.
Oh, okay.
So you cannot see Jerry or Sharon. They have disappeared beneath the bubbles. You can vaguely see the bobbing head of Zabbis as he tries to stay afloat. And Rupert Prime is making his way towards the lip of this giant bathtub, which is now the bottom of the stairs. What do you do? It smells really nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. I like this. This is nice. Except for the two people I might have killed.
I guess the only thing I can do is try to support. I guess I'll jump in and try to pick up Zabbis, get him afloat.
Okay, roll athletics.
Are you fine?
Yeah, my head's above the water, right?
Yeah.
He's not actively drowning.
You're probably better off than... Okay.
It's up to you, though.
Then let me jump in and try to find Jerry. And try to pick him up.
Okay, roll athletics.
8.
You are unable to find anyone beneath the surface of the water and get lost in the bubbles a little bit, and you too are finding yourself barely able to keep your head above water. So no pun intended, you are in a similar boat as Zabbis. It is now Jerry's turn and nothing happens. Back up top to Rupert Prime, and he is going to swim towards the edge, which is now the bottom of the stairs, and try to climb out. But he's unsuccessful. He can't find the actual lip of the stairs amongst all of the bubbles. And a large rubber duck floats past.
Oh, my gosh.
Because why not? Flack, you're up. You're on the stairs. What do you do?
I'm the only one who's not in this tub.
In the tub.
Hop in the tub.
I wanted to jump in there and try to help Jer, because I think they might be useful idiots to have around.
I'm concerned there's not a bottom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because you would be able to stand up, presumably.
I have no idea how deep this was supposed to be, but that would explain why you can't find anyone.
We don't know what we want to do with fucking Root Prime.
We want to tie him up. We got to figure out who we need to take to this ceremony.
Hey, this could be...
Yeah, we don't even know what we're going to.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You have a look on your face.
What are you doing?
I'm going to cast Tasha's hideous laughter on Rupert Prime.
What does this spell do?
A creature of my choice perceives everything as hilariously funny and falls into fits of laughter. They must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or fall prone and become incapacitated and unable to stand while they're under the effect.
Oh.
A wisdom saving throw?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's so smart though.
Does an 8 do it?
What do I?
Your spell save DC? It will not.
Oh, yeah, 15.
Yeah, nope. So,
oh my god, that's fucked up.
Overcome with a fit of laughter, you watch as Rupert Prime flails against the bubbles, trying to find the ledge.
Oh, no.
his
hey, what's so funny, man? Want to clue us in on the joke?
His shouts of pure glee echoing in the large hall until his head dips beneath the water and the laughter turns to gurgles.
Oh.
And then fuck. Is silenced.
Oh my god.
This bathtub is insane.
Yes, yeah, fucked up. I hope I no longer am the one with the most fucked up NPC death or kill.
I just made someone laugh themselves to death in a tub
with a giant rubber duck.
Zappus.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm going to try and get out.
All right, roll athletics.
14?
14, you manage to kind of dog paddle your way to the stairs where you can climb out, and you are now standing on solid ground. We'll call that your turn. So Sharon pops her head up and takes a big gulp of air and then goes back down in search of Jerry and disappears beneath the water and the bubbles. Fletch, what do you do?
I gotta get out.
Roll athletics.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna try to save Sharon?
I can't. Dude, I'm gonna drown. I can't. I'm garbage. I can't add my plus four, right? Yeah, 14.
14, you're trying to paddle your way over, and then suddenly you feel a push behind you.
Oh?
There's a pressure on your back that's kind of pushing you in the direction of the stairs. And you get there, and when you climb out and you turn around, you see behind you, climbing out of the water, Pete the Panther.
Wait, what the
fuck? Get there?
And he's wearing a flower crown.
What the fuck? Oh, Pete?
And Pete nuzzles you, recognizing that you are not Rupert.
Aw.
Pete knows that you are Fletch.
Buddy.
And...
How? What?
Pete has appeared as if out of nowhere.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wet and covered in some bubbles, some residual bubbles, and this inexplicable flower crown.
You look so pretty.
What?
You came out of the tub?
Came out of the tub.
I'm speechless. I don't know. Okay. I guess can I? Would I guess? So I'm out of the tub, and am I closest to where Rupert Prime was sinking?
You're not far.
Okay. Never mind.
It's Jerry's turn. Nothing happens. It's back up to Rupert Prime's turn. Nothing happens. Flack, you want to do anything?
Hey, Zavis.
Huh?
I think Cher Jer might be useful idiots and possibly grateful to us and helpful if we save them.
Yeah.
Could I enhance your ability and give you, I don't know, fucking bull strength? I feel like you'll probably need some strength. And, that could, like, your carrying capacity would double. Could I do that, and then would you jump in that tub and maybe try to get those two idiots out of there?
I guess. Am I stronger than you?
Yeah, and I can enhance my own ability. Okay. I cast Enhance Ability on Zavis, and I'm giving Zavis Bull Strength, and they have advantage on strength checks and can double his carrying capacity.
Okay.
And then I guess that's it for me.
Okay.
I go and pet Pete.
I was going to say you should grab the crystal that fell. If it's
that crystal that fell out of...
It's sitting River on the Prime. Edge of the stairs. You
Perfect.
Can grab it.
Yeah. Yoink. Yeah, yeah.
After Flack, it is Zavis' turn.
Okay. What? I'm just going to dive in?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have a rope? Maybe we should...
Ooh, I actually might.
Don't we always have rope?
You should all have rope, yeah.
Okay.
We should tie a rope to you just in
okay.
case.
Okay.
To the banister.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I dive in. And
all right. Roll athletics.
You have advantage. It's a strength thing, right?
Yep.
19.
Yeah.
19. You do a pretty decent dive.
Yeah.
And you splash beneath the waves. The soap kind of stings your eyes a little bit. And you're searching for any kind of sign of life.
How far down does this go?
It's pretty deep. You swim as far as a breath will take you, and you have to come up for air before you find anything else.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So you resurface, unsuccessful in your search. It's Sharon's turn. Nothing happens. It's up to Fletch. What do you do?
To do what?
Where did Pete come from?
He came from the
right.
Can you gust of wind all these bubbles away? So we can see.
Yes, I can gust of wind. Stand back, everyone. And then I use gust of wind to blow the bubbles away.
When you attempt a gust of wind, at first nothing happens, but then Pete rubs up against you and you feel a surge of energy through you. Reinvigorated by your animal companion, you successfully gust of wind, blowing the water and the bubbles out against the front wall of the manor where they crash against the windows, breaking them and splashing out into the front lawn that you guys were just a few days ago. And you see now the floor returns to normal. On it are three bodies.
Uh-oh.
Of Rupert Prime, Sharon, and Jerry.
I run up to Sharon and I try to do the
CPR.
Roll medicine.
12.
You're unsuccessful in your CPR. She's just kind of a wet old woman.
If only Juno and his weird milk were here.
They're unconscious.
I mean, we have healing potions.
Yeah, are they breathing?
No.
Oh.
They're not breathing.
That's not gonna.
Especially Rupert Prime.
Yeah, that guy.
Rupert Prime is very much dead.
That guy laughed his lungs full of bathwater.
Yeah. In fact, Flack, when you go over to check Rupert Prime and you poke him, there's a like soap bubble that comes out of his mouth and then pops.
Ugh. I mean, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. Jokester till the end. I guess combat's over.
Combat's over.
Why does this always happen?
Well, maybe it was because of the giant bathtub that appeared. You want to explain that one, Zach?
No, that's why I was asking. Why does this always happen?
It's not always Abbas's fault. It's all of our faults.
Also, you're the one who made a man laugh himself to death.
Yeah, it was pretty sick, man. But
like, mine was an accident. You did your thing on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should try to use this crystal and see where it goes. Teleportation crystal.
Also, we gotta get rid of these bodies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Pete hungry enough to eat them all?
I'm not gonna allow Pete.
Pete just looks at you with a look. That's
what happened
like,
to those
what?
Other dogs that were sicked on? Sucked? Sick?
Sick?
Sicked?
Sicked on us the other day. I know one's dead. Two's dead.
I don't know.
Were there more?
Yeah, there were more dogs. Presumably, there is a kennel outside that they came from.
I mean, that is a good idea.
Feed them to the dogs.
Feed them to the dogs, and then it would be like, "Whoops, that was an accident."
Yeah, it would be like the dogs turned on.
Yep. For being such bad dudes.
I'm going to roll for smell to see if I can smell out the dog kennel. Nope.
I mean, I'm Rupert. Do I gain any of his...
his Rupert knowledge of
Rupert.
As a Rupert.
No, you don't have any innate Rupert knowledge. But...
Wait, do we know where the kennels were, though?
Yeah, they're like outside and to the left from where you are now.
Oh. Yeah, let's just drag the bodies.
Yeah, can we take the bodies there?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Three of us, three bodies.
Yeah, let's do it.
Roll athletics.
I guess I'm carrying Sharon.
Are we all rolling athletics?
Yeah.
Rupert.
Oh,
I have advantage, though.
Yeah, I've got 17.
6.
10.
I'm a more than average now.
Flack and Fletch, you guys can pick up your bodies, but Zabbis, you kind of drag yours.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you dragging?
I think Jerry.
Yeah, I guess Jerry.
You're dragging Jerry along the ground, and he leaves this like wet trail.
Ew.
It's fucked up.
Poor Sharon and Jerry.
I didn't want to kill them.
Yeah. I didn't either. That's why
I didn't make them laugh.
I dove to find them.
You drag the bodies to the kennel where there's a pens of dogs. This looks like the kennel in Winterfell and Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And you just toss the bodies in. Yeah. And the dogs kind of sniff around and
they'll get hungry.
Eventually. They'll get hungry eventually, presumably.
Oh, they're gonna be
now that
soapy.
There's no one left to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
As far as you know.
Yeah, we potentially destroyed all the clones. There's no more.
Now that you're outside the house, you can see that there is a little bit of smoke rising from the orchards behind it.
Oh, yeah, that was us too.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
There is a serious storm cloud above with some thunder and lightning clashing within it. However, no longer down towards the house. And in the distance, you can tell that it is getting to be late evening, early night.
I thought it was night this whole time.
It appeared night.
Oh.
At Kestrel Manor. But now that you are outside and you are looking off in the distance, there's this like storm that made it look like it was night.
Got it.
Okay, so we have a problem.
What's up?
Beauchamp clone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
So we also need to go to this place with the portal, using the portal, and we need to fake our way through this whole thing.
We also need a clone.
What's a Beauchamp clone?
Was that one of the slugs that we saw in the tubes and the tanks?
Or is it, is my last name Beauchamp? Or my last name, look at me. Rupert's last name.
Is it?
I don't know. We never will know.
Oh, because he laughed himself to death?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Unless we go back in the house and see if we can find any like letters.
Or does he have stuff on it on his person?
Well, oh, yeah. We could search his
body. Lean back into the kennel and like feel around his pockets.
So you find like a small notebook that has, you know, to-do lists and things in it. And one of those is, there's a heading that's like, checklist for day of vote. Ensure boy is ready for presentation to society.
Ew.
Ew.
Make sure...
He had to write this?
Make sure clone army is ready to strike once regular army leaves Ravencrest.
Clone army?
Oh my god.
Teleport using crystal to basement of Ravencrest Manor.
He really had to plot this out beat by beat. Good thing for us.
That was the last entry in this book.
Does his journal have his name written on it anywhere?
No.
Not engraved?
No, it's not engraved.
So he wanted to take a clone army through a portal to Ravencrest Manor?
It's in this. It's the same city, though, right?
Yeah, it's where
he wanted to take over the city from within with a clone army.
With the soldiers that they were stealing from the regular army.
That's why they were missing?
Yeah, that's
they were
why they're
stealing
missing.
Them to clone them?
To goop them. Wait.
Yeah. Like, was Papa Goop and Son Goop, were they soldiers? But they were women and kids? I don't remember. There were.
They were just people, and they were being turned into to goops.
Maybe they were experiments. She they did were say probably experiments.
Yeah, they were experiments. Who's the boy?
Who is the boy?
You're the boy now.
Man.
Yep. You're going to have to be the boy that's ready.
I can fulfill that role if need be.
You're a great actor.
Thank you. I did come up with that clone joke.
You may have to eat a berry, though.
What?
I don't know what's going to happen here. This is getting wild. So we have the boy. So I'm going to check.
What do you mean we don't have the boy?
I'm the boy.
It's Flack. Flack's going to be the boy in quotations.
All right.
And then. Oh,
okay. Check. Clone
check
army. We probably killed all of them.
That's the
I
problem.
I think we killed them.
I think we did. Yeah.
We'll just have to say they're on their way. And then they couldn't
listener,
all fit
I wish you could see Mike's face. He just said that.
Okay, and then what was the third one? Use the portal.
Use the portal to.
We have that. We're basically all set.
Except for the army that we're going to have to fake. Yeah. So we should find Margarin and Juno. That way we're a full team.
Yeah, I wonder what they've been up to.
I mean, where did Pete come from?
That's a good question.
So I don't know. I have no idea. That was
why
so
does he
weird.
Have a crown on?
I don't know, but it's great.
Can you?
Did he die?
Oh my
is that
God.
Why he has a crown?
Oh fuck!
Did Pete die,
dude?
Oh, and they had to bring him back.
They
something?
Were supposed to watch over your.
I
cat.
Swear to God, if Pete, if they let Pete die,
probably while they were making out, dude.
Oh my
oh
God!
My
but
God.
The cat died.
I Wait, can't believe those
take
two.
Take the crown off his
no,
head.
No, don't, because he might die. We
yeah, it's like when you untie this ribbon from around that girl's
no,
neck.
He might just die.
But, like, I have a flower crown. You don't have to, like, keep it on all the time. It's just you put it on, you come back, and you take it off. So why does he still have it on?
Because it looks pretty.
Okay, we'll try it. Zappas brings up a good point.
Okay.
Pete, come here, pal. I pat him a couple times.
And Pete's smart enough to know if you should take it off or not.
I mean, he did just teleport into a bathtub and then push me. So I got it. We got to try it. All right. So I take off the flower crown.
Nothing happens.
Oh, thank God. Okay. So we have a flower crown.
Okay. Can I roll perception on that? On the flower?
What are you trying to determine?
I don't know. Like, where the fuck did that come from?
Wait. If we have a flower crown, do we put it on Prime Rupert and then say that he's one of the army that we're going to... Like, do we do that?
Oh,
do we try to bring him
oh,
back
yeah, we can maybe
before the dogs eat him?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go get him before the dogs eat him.
Okay.
Wait, do we want to bring him back or want to share Jair?
Well, you can't bring back one and not the other.
That's true. That'd be kind of cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just... this is so weird.
Okay, we'll bring back...
We'll see if this works.
I hope it does, and the first thing he sees coming back is himself.
Yeah, and then... Okay, yeah, because then that'll really fuck with him, and then hopefully that it'll make him more pliable.
Oh, yeah, here, we'll hide, and you can say that you're past Rupert and that he's stuck in limbo for all the bad things that he's done, and the only way to pass on peacefully into the afterlife
just
is to
kill the vote?
Yeah.
Make sure the vote fails?
Do whatever we need to do.
You can say... when he wakes up and he's confused, you can explain that he's a clone and the only reason that he has your memories is because we put them in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, say we just woke him up as a clone.
Right.
Okay, I'll try my best.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Okay.
We're going to fucking gaslight real Rupert and think yeah. he's a clone.
This is honest. This gets more fucked up
Wait.
The more that this goes on.
I need his clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We go to the kennel.
He's got to wake up. It sucks. So he's got to wake up naked. Cause
yeah. Exactly.
Wait. Okay. We should put him in one of those tanks downstairs.
Okay.
To like really no. sell it.
Yeah.
No, but that's so much work.
Yeah. But we got to commit, dude. Half of a role's performance is preparation.
All right. Can we do like the little Batman transition?
We're in the basement.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool. That's so far.
So we're in the basement, in the tanks, or by the tanks. Rupert's naked.
Yeah.
Fletch Rupert is wearing Rupert's clothes.
Yes.
And we have a crown of flowers and Zavis and I are hiding.
Yes. He's going to wake up and look like Bacchus or something, like the god of wine. He's just like all naked and wet and has his flower crown on.
Oh, what do we see in the tanks, I guess?
In the...
When we come back down to the
because yeah,
in,
we
in the ones that still have liquid in them, there's like floating kind of bodies.
Okay.
But the one that was broken, there's this just kind of charred corpse.
Do they look different than they did before? These tanks?
Yeah, they look. I mean, they look
dead.
Dead.
Okay.
Yeah, they're belly up.
Wow, we did.
And you can tell him he's the only. We could only pick one
survive
to live.
Him.
And he's,
oh, yeah, he's the choice. Okay.
Make him feel indebted. All right,
go hide. Hang on to Pete. Don't let him die.
It's fucked up, dude.
Okay. Here we go. I walk up to dead Rupert, and I put the flower crown on him, and I take a step back.
I want so badly to go with you guys on this. I really want to, but like there's logic set up in the other side of the story with where this flower crown, like this flower crown crate came from a specific thing that the audience knows what happened.
Have it do what it does, you know? We don't know that.
Nothing happens. I want so badly to go with you.
Fuck.
But nothing happened.
Okay. I guess Batman transitioned back to outside.
Us putting his naked body back in the kennel. It cuts to us and like his leg is finished falling into the kennel.
Just his naked ass smacks against dead Jerry's face.
That took me like an hour.
Yeah. All right.
That was a solid waste of time.
Well, I guess what we did get out of it was I have proper fitting clothes.
That's
so now
right.
I truly look
That's
like
true.
Rupert.
That is true.
You're a trooper.
I'm trooper.
Yeah.
I'm trooper prime.
Trooper prime.
Now, the one thing I do need to know, need to figure out, is how I need to change back.
James has the hiccups.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I get them when I laugh
That's
a lot.
Too much laughing. Okay. The vote is tomorrow.
Oh, we tonight. Got time. Oh,
the vote is tonight, so we must go.
Wait, it's tonight?
I'm sopping wet probably still. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to dry out, but still out. A little soapy. Like you know how if you pull
somebody soap me.
If you pull clothes out of the washing machine, but don't put them
before
in the dryer, they get a little bit like kind of hard.
Oh.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, it hurts. Now I know what Rupert Prime is. This is comeuppance. This is a taste of my own medicine.
Especially while you're trying to drink water. You're literally drowning yourself while laughing. Okay. So let's... I guess we'll have to use this teleport. Wait.
Where are we trying to go? Ravens?
Yes.
It's like, okay, here's what we do.
The center of town.
Yeah, what up?
You cast the hut and... We flip it upside down, and then we get it rocking back really hard, and then we launch you to the manor across town.
Oh, no. No. I'm putting my little gnome foot down on that one. That's not real. I don't even know how to flip that thing voluntarily.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
That'd
be like asking to conjure up a bathtub full of bubbles.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do that again.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
So we use the crystal and teleport?
Yeah, I guess.
Were we going to do that without team?
Maybe they're there. We have no idea. It's literally tonight. The vote's tonight.
We should get there.
We have to get there and then somehow...
And so what, you're the... what does that even mean? You're
I guess
the boy?
I'm the boy. I don't know. Is there another room in this giant mansion?
Are you dressed like a little boy?
That we... No. Dressed like a gnome. Bard.
You need to be dressed
up
like a little boy.
Disguise kit.
Yeah, disguise.
Oh, yeah, okay. We need to disguise you as a little boy. You sound like a drunk-ass old man. You're hiccuping and shit.
God, yeah. I'm fucking Mickey Rooney.
You just, you're the drunk. You acquired Jerry's drunkenness. And
okay, let's use the disguise kit.
All right, make me a boy.
Okay.
Okay, we make him look like a little boy.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, so we got the boy.
He's got a little like sailor outfit.
Yes.
Okay. He put some rouge on his cheeks.
Okay.
Clean shave.
Mm-hmm.
And a cute little cap.
Mm. I'm a good little boy.
All right, let's open this portal.
Someone roll history to see if you can remember the words that Jerry said to...
I think it's Ade Due Dambala. Chucky's thing.
What?
That was a one. So.
Good job.
History?
Yeah. I think it was on. I do. I don't.
I mean, 4.
Boy.
Oh.
It's all on you.
14.
Oh, okay. A 14, you do your best approximation of the weird language that you heard Jerry say when he activated this crystal. It kind of sputters like trying to start a car where the starter doesn't work right away. But eventually it does turn over and you are engulfed in a...
Like that cartoon, like...
You are engulfed in a brilliant blue light and you find yourself in that vortex. You see Marta there.
Oh, hey.
Whoa, oh, we're floating around. We're just waving at Marta.
And then you find yourself inside of a broom closet.
This wasn't what I was expecting.
D&D is executive produced, written, and edited by me, James Gressel. Co-produced and additional mixing by Joel Arnold. Our original music is by Jeremy Nisato. Hear more of Jeremy's music at jeremynisato.com. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, Mike Saigan, and Joel Arnold.